maybe some thinning or some lightness in it. I don't know what that is, but I feel that. I feel a short neck around the person. I feel more full or roundedness in the face itself. There's an old scar and injury, birthmark, beautymark, imperfection on the face itself. Eyebrows would be thick, thick, more bushy, more upwardness. Eye itself would be small, maybe a little indentation. Nose would be short, but some width to it. Mouth would be wide. Chin would be strong but short. Face would be broad. Ears would be open, full. You can see them, big, are away from the head. Scar from automobile accident. That's it. Okay, stop. Okay. It's Noreen again. Are you all catching on how this works?
Sure. Yeah, I think we're doing all right.
I think you're doing great. But it's just very hard to tell somebody how this works. Okay, what are we doing next?
I guess I keep getting back to the same thing, Noreen, and I'm sorry if I sound repetitive, but what I'm trying to determine is if Kimberly got off work and say, walked into the parking lot, would she have seen someone she recognized?
But it didn't happen in the parking lot. If she saw somebody she recognized, and I saw that Ken, and I don't know if that was the right person or the other person was, but you got to realize I leave the parking lot. I walk. So somebody is stalking me.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Okay. But you want to go back to, well, I've described the man. You should, I know she knows him. Of course she does. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So do you know what distance she would have walked after leaving work before this occurred?
Okay, how do you measure distance? Footsteps? How? Tell me how to measure. I had to go through one major road or cross one major road.
Minutes maybe from work?
They're minutes from work. I crossed one major and then I turned. And that's when I think things happened when I turned.
Yes.
Okay. So that's when things happened, and then we just sort of took off. You have to, everybody leaving that part of town has to go over the, I don't know, I think this bridge has a alphabet or numbers or something, but not really name.
Yes.
Yes, go over the old A, so that's there we go. We have to go over there. I'm still alive.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
I die later, and that's where the park, the place we go for the holidays. I'm not going to tell you this anymore.
Try to bear with us.
It's not me, honest.
Oh,
was Kimberly a little bit impatient there?
After you go across the bridge.
Yes.
Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
What direction are you going now?
Okay, when you go across the bridge, you maybe just go a little ways and then it splits. So you can go either one direction or the other, and I'm going to go more to my left. I don't know what direction that is. Maybe the south, but maybe east is the other way. But I'm going to go to the south. Later on, I might have to jigger jag and get to an eastern position.
Yes.
Do you think we've done enough? Do we need to do more? What can I do to help?
Well, that part of both the bridge and
the bridge is strange looking. I don't know why.
That's pretty interesting. You mentioned a letter or something.
Yeah, it wasn't called by name. It was either letter or something strange, yeah. It's not strange. I'm psychic. I really didn't do this. That's why you've got to pay attention to what I've been saying.
We're trying our best.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do yell. I do yell. the two ladies in the room, aren't you glad you're not pleasant? Because this constable, I'm sure if I was anybody else, I'd be at least feel like I was whacked on the side of the head. I mean, I don't think you would touch, but I would have that feeling. Right, officer?
Yes, okay.
can I just do you for teasing?
Sure.
Okay, all right, just real quick. Say your first name.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I do feel like you're strong, and I do feel like either you work out, you're very disciplined, maybe a neat fanatic in some extent. Let's see. I think you would be athletic, but you're not competitive with outside influence.
Yes.
Okay, but I feel like you have an athletic body, and maybe the stuff you do would be more loner. You're not into competing. You do have a temper that you've learned over the years to control.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, right there, you should have a little medal. It was pretty bad in the beginning. And I see some very strong scars on your knuckles.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. So let me, I'm going to do my quick break. And when we come back, what is going to happen?
I guess we'll just have to have a little rap session here, Noreen. And why don't you take a little break if you don't mind?
Okay, good. Yeah, because I would like to have this the ending. Yeah, okay, so I'll take...
Noreen?
Uh-huh.
You know, earlier when we first spoke, and I think probably it was stronger at that time, there was something about the person that was Slovic and a short name and...
And a mustache?
And it was very interesting to hear that about that person. And I guess there's somebody I do have in mind. And can we explore that further?
Okay, let's pretend it is the person you have in mind. What do you want me to do?
You mentioned accent, you mentioned Slovak, you mentioned Finn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just trying to zero in perhaps more on that person. Being the person that Kimberly might have met.
Right, and it would be somebody that she either had to respect or know.
Yes.
Not a stranger.
Yes.
Because Kimberly just wasn't trained or brought up to, and I think that she knew enough. No, it was somebody she knew. Again, earlier we said close. If it was actually a blood relative, we couldn't tell or not. I really think we've got all this on tape.
Oh, yes, we do. I guess I'm just trying to zero in on it some more because...
I can't. I'm tired. I've done so much.
Yeah, I understand.
I think you need to listen, if you don't mind. And then we can do something else again. I won't charge any more money. We'll just do maybe a follow-up.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so just call me when you're ready for a follow-up, and we'll just do it. There'll be no money, okay?
Sorry we tired you out.
Oh, no, that's right. That's part of my job. It's all right. I'll just go collapse for a few hours, okay?
First time, so.
Oh, no, you all are wonderful.
Anyway, thank you very much for your assistance.
Okay, I'm going to come to Canada one day. I'll look you all up. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.